on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm, and tonight I have with me Jenna, Death by Gucci, Jennifer, the Mafia Wars Loot Lady, and Mike Nesta of Da Hoppa.
Mm-hmm. Full of hops.
What's happening?
Not much. It's Friday.
It is
Are
Friday.
You on spring break?
It is an odd recording day for us. Pushing everything back.
Yeah, and it's a weird time of the day. Maybe everybody's sober.
It's NASCAR weekend here in Las Vegas.
Oh, good Lord.
And it's downpouring rain.
Bummer.
We're supposed to get rain tomorrow, and we're right smack dab in the middle of Mindstorm competition.
Oh, that's awesome. Is that what you were hunting down Legos for?
Yeah, that's actually what I was hunting them down for. Yeah, mm-hmm. We ended up piecing together enough. He made some. The whole theme this year is The Hobbit.
And
so the unexpected journey. So he was building bookends for his display with the ring.
Oh, fun.
The yellow ring. So we had to find more yellow blocks.
Precious.
We were on the hunt for the precious.
Did you contact that guy that I sent you?
Yeah, I looked. The problem is the time period. It was too short a notice. We ended up digging up enough of what we had, and it wasn't what he initially designed and so we decided to just make work what we had. He wanted specific colors and everything else, and we just kind of went with whatever we could find around the house.
That's what you got to do sometimes.
Yeah, because it was too long a timetable, and we probably should have made a trip up to Kansas City. They have a Lego store there, and we probably could have gotten,
but you shouldn't have to,
the bricks there. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we're parents and we'll do anything for our kids.
So. I know. Mine's just starting to like the Minecraft and getting more into that aspect of it. You know what's the worst is just stepping on a Lego in the middle of the night.
Yes.
I can't think of anything worse than that. Okay. Actually, I can.
But that's stepping on a dog chew toy.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That it's half chewed, so it's sharp.
Ugh. Gross. That reminds me, I was just at my son's school and the college had come and taken swabs of their hands and did slides under a projector and then told the kids to go wash their hands. And then they did slides of what their fingertips look like after they washed their hands. Uh-huh. And I am so OCD right now because I did their folders and I was putting each picture in there. So I had to see everybody's hands and how gross they are. So I'm feeling a little.
It's just bacteria.
Oh, my gosh.
Anybody. Unless immunocompromised, then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think some people had compromised their hands, so got the heebie-jeebies a little bit.
Yeah, you could be like Howard Hughes.
Lock
yourself in a room, pee in jars and all that kinds of stuff because you didn't want to be touching anybody else.
I know, as I was signing out, I went straight to the antibacterial thing, and I'm like,
Well, then I heard this is weird because it's not even related to anything about that. There was a study done, and using too much antibacterial spray is actually bad for you, or that gel.
Yeah, it is.
It is actually not good for you, which
not good at all.
Is kind of contrary to what people would think.
Yeah, but when it's all you can see after looking at the slides, that was, perfect for me.
Right.
Well, a lot of that's normal on your skin, and it actually protects you to some extent.
It does. Right. You build up more of it.
So if you keep using that hand sanitizer, it could kill off some of the...
Yeah, you lose your immunities.
Yeah.
Not a great idea unless of an emergency,
yep.
Like I had today. So
imagine the bacteria on people's mouse pads.
Oh, their keyboards alone.
Trackers.
Yeah, pretty gross, especially with the flu season being so bad this year. Everybody's, putting more emphasis on it. So hopefully my sons won't come home completely obsessive compulsive like me. But yeah.
It'll only last a day or two.
Yeah, I'll be fine. I'll be okay.
Is anything
different
in Mafia Wars?
Yeah.
Different, but the same.
It's all, yeah, it's been like really slow.
I got really confused in Mafia Wars today. I was, or yesterday, with the ice board thing.
Uh-huh.
I had one, a good friend of ours, Bill Lieber, was on the my ice board, and he was number one. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, he disappeared.
He probably booted you.
Yeah, but he said, I asked him, I said, am I still in your mafia? We weren't even in competition. I mean, he was like blowing everybody on in my mafia out of the water.
Mm-hmm. Okay, did you clear it up? Because I'm still confused.
No, we could never figure out why. I asked him, I said, so did you remove yourself from my mafia? And he goes, no. He says, I'm still in your mafia. And I said, well, then I'm baffled because it's like now I don't even have him on my board anymore.
I've heard other people say that, and not this event, but in previous events.
See, and I wondered if he moved on to, because he started getting so many ices, that it moved him to a different board?
Right.
I'm not sure. It
more
takes
competitive one?
A random sample of 50 players.
Well,
And if somebody from your ice board gets removed, either by you or they
remove
leave your mafia,
right.
They'll be replaced with someone else.
Right.
And that I can all understand, but these mysterious ones disappearing, I don't get that.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it totally threw me off. And actually, I even got even more confused because now I'm so confused over ice boards and family job boards and this boards and that boards and all this other stuff that I actually was thinking he was in our mafia, in our family,
mm-hmm.
and it was a family thing and he got removed from the family.
Oh.
At first in my head, that's what I was going through. And then I went and looked and, you know, we were talking and in chat and he says, no, I'm still part of your mafia and stuff.
It's not family this time. So you do have the option to boot people out that are ahead of you.
Right.
And mm-hmm. you know, there's different opinions on that. I don't think it's a big deal because, you know, if you don't mind someone kicking you out, then they can get a loot item. So in turn, you're helping them.
Right.
I just level in the arena, so I'm way up there. I'm number one on mine. I removed Mark Lanny for a blog post. And then I took him back. And now, like, he's maybe four or five on my list.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's not.
He's joking around. And I said, oh, I'm beating you now. You can come back.
Yeah, he's not as high up on our list either, which is odd for him. Unless
it is. I think he's not doing that many arenas.
Right.
Because the people that are high on these ice boards
are arena fighters.
And it's kind of a contradictory of terms because historically ice boards are you ice a player below 20 health.
Right.
And now like the fake ice is dominating this game.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Makes no sense.
They might as well just call it the arena board.
Yeah.
And anyone in the top positions is going to be because they're serial leveling in the arenas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't even see Bill on my leader ice board.
Yeah, you might not. You only get 50 random. That's what Jen was saying. But what was confusing was...
But if they're leading, wouldn't... I don't know.
Yeah,
it's not based on score. It's just like I have someone on my pool of 50 that has zero ices.
Right.
It's totally random.
Oh, okay.
The only one that you can see whether or not it's who's kind of leading is the global ranking.
Okay. And unless you're in the top 10, you're only going to see the top three.
Right.
And then you'll be surrounded by people who are really close to the same number of ices as you.
Right.
Oh, right. I see now.
Yeah. But that whole thing just threw me off because it was like out of the blue, he's gone. And I'm like, what the... That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that is strange. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
From far beyond the galaxies, I've journeyed to this place to study the behavior patterns of the human race. And I find them highly illogical. Girl meets boy. They fall in love. She says he's everything she's dreamed of. But when they get married, before he's aware, she changes his habits, the way he combs his hair. She changes him to someone he's never been, and then complains he's not like other men. Now really, I find this most illogical.
just been seeing a lot of weird things, like people are complaining about, like they're missing ices, or, and I think these ices take a while to catch up.
Yeah.
Especially if you're getting them from the arena. I don't think that board refreshes as quickly. Like if you just click home, I don't think that number goes up the same time. Because they're like, well, I got my 150 for family progression, but I don't have, that's not what it says on my ice board. So who knows? But I'm curious as to why they didn't do it the family way. I think a lot of people liked that aspect of it because you could compete with your family members. But the downside is you couldn't remove them.
Well, and that's actually a plus side, too, that if you're truly trying to have a competitive activity, then you don't want to be booting people from your family. Like, you can boot them from your family if you have the admin rights. But that'll make some
and no heart.
Point
the
of
problem
contention,
with that, though, is all you got to do is join a different family that has at least five members to get the loot items. So then you have a lot of families like, I'm going to leave the family for a day and I'll come back. And then it's a lot of work for the admins.
Well, then the admins set a rule and say, you leave, you don't come back.
No, I'm not. If someone wants to do that to get a piece of loot, I don't mind.
So be it. Whatever.
It's, you know,
I would strongly encourage them and coach them that getting out of the family for the purpose of getting one loot item that is going to be outdated in 2.5 weeks is not worth it.
Well, I don't mind if they do that. Yeah. And we had a discussion with the admins in my family.
Sure.
And, you know, we're like, oh, it's not a big deal.
Yeah. No, that's fine. Everybody isn't, you know, can do that. I mean, obviously every family's different and they have different rules. I just wouldn't mess with it. And
right,
spot.
I could
That's
see
ridiculous.
Someone saying that. But the problem with my family is there's so many players that get like a ridiculous number of ices. So if somebody even wanted to compete to try to get the item on their own, it would be hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't mind that they do that. And not many of them do, but
yep.
I like that when it's your mafia, then that's the user's choice to do that. And then they don't have to go through the admin and say, I'm leaving and coming back, send an invite.
Right.
What a pain.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Oh, God, make me stop.
Can't help yourself.
No, there's some kind of fascination about loot.
Yeah.
And it's always puzzled me because, in the combat equation, the loot isn't really a big factor, but people go all out to get loot. And I find myself guilty of that too. Like I'll say, oh, I want that. And you don't stop to think, well, how does that really help me? Oh, it's going to add 2 to my whole score. And next month it's going to be useless, but I still want it at the time.
Yeah.
It's a psychological game.
Yep. That's how they get you. And keep you for how long now?
Too long.
Forever and ever. Once in the family, there's no leaving the family.
Help. Well, that's not true for some people.
Yeah.
Some people have been in all the families trying to find their way.
Find their path to their comfort zone.
Good luck.
And you know, and one thing I would like to point out, especially for larger families that stay full, like Spockholm, some of the bigger name families, you're only allowed 101 people. So you have to consider there's probably, you know, a lot of players requesting to join a family. So just because you ask to join does not mean it's going to happen in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Like each family has their own process of recruiting and adding new players.
Sure, and sometimes we have to wait till players leave before there's even openings.
Right, and you know, and once in a while, I'm not trying to criticize anyone because I understand there's an eagerness, especially if you are without a family, but you can't like demand to be entered into a family if there's not a spot.
Right.
And then as soon as one comes up, you know, there might be 20 people
that have been waiting as well.
Yes. Yeah.
I just took some criticism from someone and I apologize. But apparently we let somebody wait too long and didn't give them a definite yes or no answer.
Mm. Oh, and you lost them now?
Well, I don't know about that, but I just told them if you're not willing to wait, then the answer's no.
Yeah, if you're going to be an ass, you got to be patient.
Yeah, like I want to help and give everyone a chance, and so do the admins in our family. But you know, sometimes there's just not room, and then there's a lot of players that we have to consider for a limited spot.
Mm-hmm.
So I apologize to anyone that is upset with our system.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like you guys have the same thing.
Well, they've been busy over there on the Spock Battle Zone. Is that what you call it?
Oh, yeah, we're taking on a bunch of people.
Wow, I was over there earlier, and I didn't realize you had so much.
With a resurrected fight against RX. And then, is that what they are, RX-6?
I think it's RX-6 that's attacking.
And then it led into that there were a bunch of others that joined in, and then we had a bunch of people that kind of jumped into the fray with us as support, and it's been an ugly battle back and forth with lots of people involved. So
it's like you're at war.
Yeah, I like real war.
If you look at their war page here, I would call it a war page.
All the allies and alliances that are forming, it's kind of funny.
Maybe the asses will get involved. We have some that like to fight in there.
Yeah, it's been good. Rod that does all of our battle management, if you will, he's been doing a really good job of keeping us
he's all over
focused
this.
And on task, and you know,
keep posting your status and whatnot. That's
been keeping track of the people that need to be involved and who are icing at the moment and who we're not, and it's hard to keep track of.
I get confused because I have friends in Spock, and obviously I have friends in RX-6 too. So I'm like, wrong team. I don't know.
I think we all have friends on either side, so
it
doesn't
matter.
Well, yeah,
it's come down to that. Eventually, it'll just be two teams.
Eventually, it'll be two people. Just going head to head. Anyway.
It's like fun.
Yep. Hey, I did. Speaking of things, I was trying to think through this because how to phrase this, because when we released the robbing spree, Spocklet, there were lots of people that I think really didn't understand how that really worked.
I don't think this boy's got all his marbles. Shakes his head when he means yes, nods when he means no.
And I know we don't have the event going on now, but I probably wanted to clarify a little bit, because some people thought that the only purpose of that tool was to just basically peek at the items. And it was far from that. There was a significant amount of logic put into that particular script to say, peek, and you know, obviously if it's not an alarm, then actually rob it, and then keep doing it until all the alarms are found. Afterwards, just open up everything else, you know, so that this way you weren't wasting those belevelers or whatever they were called. So but I think
be
a lot
levers.
Of the leveler lever, yeah. So but anyway, I think so many people thought it was just a script that basically went and just used all your believers to peek at everything, and then it was basically wasting a bunch of action or basting a bunch of those things you've collected. And the script was significantly far more advanced than that. You know, and then we had the usual complaints. Well, why would you do it anyway? It doesn't take that long to click things open, which is true. And
we were told we were lazy.
Well, that's true too. And I'm not going to discourage that comment, or that's absolutely factual. We have so much flipping stuff to do that, yes, I am lazy, and I will take a shortcut to go ahead and do some things that are repetitive over and over again. And if I have the opportunity to avoid making a mistake, which almost all of us, obviously there's one person in the world that has never clicked on an alarm and actually robbed it by accident, okay, then, you know, we wanted to make something that was, you know, handy to help through that process.
That's why I use
it. Tedious. I mean,
yeah, I actually like robbing and clicking and all that, but so many times I've screwed up an entire board.
Right.
Because I accidentally robbed an alarm.
Yeah.
And so because of that, I do use the script. I would prefer to do it manually because it's kind of fun.
Well, and doing it manually, you have different options. You can choose the order in which you're doing it. You can randomize. You can pick and say, okay, I'm going to start at box one. Then I'm going to jump to the bottom right. Then I'm going to go to the top right. Then I'm going to go back to the bottom left. And, I mean, you could try all these different variations to try to avoid at all costs the alarms, but in reality, you know, you're going to end up having to open them all at the end of the day if you've got enough, you know, believers or whatever, and, you know, to be able to get the most rewards out of your robbing board. So, but anyway, that's, I just wanted to clarify for those that think that it was just, you know, a peaking tool. That's not it. There was way, way more advanced logic into it. And, you know, it really does try to optimize the use of your believers or whatever will be in the next robbing spree to make sure that you're not wasting them along the way.
Right. So, that's anyway. An actually funny discussion.
Yeah. Well, if you actually read the post text.
I made for that script. Because so many people jumped in and said, oh, it's wasting my consumables.
Right.
And then I forgot what Ike said, but it was kind of funny.
He says, no, it doesn't. It's doing the perfect logic because I wrote it.
Yeah. He wrote, no, it does not. I used perfect strategy. Of course, I made it.
He cracked me up. That was funny. So, yeah, anyway, and then let me think. In the toolbar, we added some of the Spocklets are now in the dropdowns with some of the items. We're going to. And it hasn't been made public. It's in a beta bar, and we're playing around with getting it to where it seems like it's too much now in those drop downs. And so we're just trying to figure out, is there a better way to make them slide out?
There's just so much to do in game.
I think that looks good. And you only have the popular scripts.
It's the most popular ones. It's Spartacus. It's the Assassinator. Repeat Job's not on there, and I'm not sure why.
I was going to ask about that, too.
Yeah.
Because I use that one a lot.
Yeah. I don't know why that one didn't show up, because it's actually in the code. I'll have to play around and figure that out. And then we added to the boss fight and to the Raven fight, the Assassinator.
Right.
Assassin, and the family boss fights.
And the Gift Blaster
is Gift Blaster is in there as well.
Giftinator.
Yeah. Yep. So there's a couple in there that just for convenience, just, you know, I mean, if you've got the toolbar running, it doesn't really take that much to click and search for a name. I mean, you get very used to it. I've actually made my Spocklets list that shows up when you click the Spocklets drop down.
Does anyone ever use that?
The drop down?
Yeah.
I do. Actually,
I used to type in them in the search bar. I haven't even looked at the drop down.
Well, and what I do with the drop down is I set it, and this is kind of just the strategy I use. I set it to the Spocklets I use the most. Mm-hmm. So, you know, then I know those are things I need to do. And I've actually gotten much better about using the checklist, thanks to Ike, who kind of always coaches me that checklist can do that and checklist can do that.
Yeah, we're bad about ignoring
the checklist. And I've gotten better about it. I ran into a couple little snags where I had it cleared out the items I had in there, and I'm not sure why, but I've got to do some digging. But anyway, using the checklist now for a lot of things is kind of nice too. So like we have the Kiss My Bot script, and you know, I have that now on a timer where when that becomes available, it's now, it tells me, and then I can go in, run the script, and off I'm running. And, you know, yes, I'm being lazy. And so I will continue to be, so kiss my butt. But anyway, yeah, I'm now starting to strategize a little bit better the use of the individual tools. So there's, like, in my Spocklets drop down, I'll have things like the stats history. It's not something I do every day, but I put it there as sort of a reminder to remind me. Yes, I know it should probably just be in the checklist and say, you know, run this every 24 hours or run it, you know, every 2 days or whatever. And then, you know, some of the other ones. And then Assassinator and trying to think what else I have kind of in there that I use. Repeat Job, London, Brazil, and then Spartacus. And then I've got a couple of other ones that do certain things too, so. Anyway, what else we got? Probably let Jen fill in where she's got stuff going on in the game.
Not a whole lot, but some interesting things are happening in the arena. They finally got rid of that Valentine's Day crap, which was cool, like, up until Valentine's Day.
Oh, like the thing hanging on the arena?
Yeah, the necklace, and then the arrows were little heart-shaped, and right. The blood splatter heart, and the background image that says Tom plus Kate. Like, okay, yeah, but They did that at Christmas too, and it annoyed me. They drag it on. It takes like a month for them to get rid of it. But it's very interesting. Instead of going to the original background image of the like the back of the alley, they replaced it with like a desert picture. And so we were trying to figure out what, you know, what does this mean? And Ike made a funny joke. He's like, it's a desert because nobody's going to the arena.
Going back to Vegas.
And I'm like, why didn't you tell me that before I wrote the post? So then I had to write another one because it was so funny. But in the, like some people think maybe it's a clue for the next city of the list of 10 options they gave us to choose from. There were a few that were desert type lands. And then someone said, well, maybe it means Las Vegas is shutting down. And I think there's some other clues in the game to indicate that as well.
Yep.
So I don't know.
Hmm.
And you never know. It could have just been the developer said, oh, this is a pretty picture. Let's put that there. And has no meaning or relevance at all.
Probably more likely solution.
Yeah. So, and then they also made the no lose respect is permanent now.
Until I like that. Well, now that I lost all of mine, thank you.
Yeah, I wish I had known. I lost like 1,000 respect.
Yeah, I was a lot more respected before that. But thanks.
But, you know, I've seen comments that of people that hate it. You know, there was a strategy down along the way where people would reduce their respect and then work their way back up. And as they were working their way back up, they got easier fights. They came in first place more often. And then
I tried that. I lost a lot of respect.
Well, you have to lose a lot in order to get on the upswing.
Yeah.
God.
So then you got your competitive, strong arena people that they don't like it because, you know, they worked hard to earn the respect and now everyone can earn it. But they did something with the matching and it's not as easy to gain as it used to be. And one positive thing that I think everybody will like is that the experience payouts have improved for third or for fourth, fifth, and sixth place. And they used to be pretty low. Like if you did a string of arenas and, you know, you came in fourth, fifth, or sixth just a few times, it would bring your ratio down. And so now, like, the worst you can get is like 2.1, I think, or 2.2, something along that line, which is very reasonable and comparative to fighting. And I don't know about you, but I've been leveling a lot better. And I've seen others say the same, especially
people I have
that don't do well in the arenas and they stopped going because why would you keep going to get a 1.8 ratio?
Right.
So I think that was a positive change. I liked the idea you came up with, Peter, maybe not Pete, somebody else probably thought of it first, of losing a specific amount per place.
Yeah, you know, gaining or winning, depending on where you came in. If you come in first, you get 3 points. You come in second, you get 2. You come in third, you get 0. You come in fourth, you get -1. And you come in, you know, fifth, whatever. The bad example, you pick somewhere in the middle and then you...
Yeah.
That gets 0, and then on either side, it's only increased by like 1 or 2 on either side. Then the loss is reasonable if you lose it. Because you will get other times when you'll come in first or second and gain points, but to lose, you know, -24, screenshotted that one, you know, it's just that's a pretty big slam that really kills,
it hurts.
You know, 7 or 8 other
in the face.
It hurts.
that's a sucker punch right there.
But I think that way would have made more players happy. I personally like it because a lot of times I might only have 2000 stamina left. And I could run Assassinator and wait a few minutes, or I could just bring that into the arena and let it carry over. I wouldn't lose any of it.
Right.
So a lot of times I enter an arena not to try to be the tough guy and win. I just want to burn that 2,000 stamina, and I know I'm going to come in last.
Right.
And it's nice to not care about that. And I honestly believe the arena was a gift from Zynga to be used as a leveling tool. And those that see it as something else probably don't like it.
Yeah.
And these improvements have made it better in that area.
Well,
so it's hard to say what's better. I've seen, you know, valid arguments on all the ways.
I mean, it's clearly there to help those players that have large stamina pools. I mean, because you can burn it quickly. I mean, there's no question about it.
90 seconds.
You know, and that's the reason why the robbing spree switched to energy, you know, so that they can burn lots of energy quickly. Uh-huh. Now, 2% is pretty extreme, but, you know, oh well.
Yeah, they should just put that back to stamina. Because yeah. It's robbing, you use stamina.
It I never made sense.
I guess robbing, you use energy too. Sense.
What?
You expend energy robbing.
Where?
In real life.
Oh, well, yeah. In real life. Get a work, get cardio out of that.
You have to have both stamina and energy. That'd be a play now, wouldn't it? Anyway, you can burn both at the same time.
But it seems like that robbing spree, every time you're like, oh, I want to do this, you're out of energy.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you don't think, and then you know, when your energy gets full, you're like, oh, I'm going to do some jobs. And then you're like, oh, damn, I forgot about the robbing spree.
Yeah, it would be easier just to keep it clear.
I'm going to go do the 100 ices I'm required to do for the mission. And then all of a sudden, oh, crap, it's all been consumed by the arena.
Oh, I have a beef about the mission.
What's your beef?
Well, we got our new limit to time mission, the knife holder.
Mm-hmm.
And what's not really a beef, it's just something puzzling. But then I got a little irritated at Zynga, but then they rectified themselves, if that's even a word. But, okay.
They rectified themselves?
But is that not a word? Don't post that.
No, that's when they have their heads up their asses. Rectified.
Okay. It is a word.
Well, I guess it could apply to the story. But a long time ago, as in like October of 2012, like 4 months ago, they changed limits of time missions. So they came up with this system that they were going to look at all factors in your account, mafia size, level, strength, stamina pool, etc. And so every player would get a different number of tasks based on their own account.
Mm-hmm.
And no big deal. This started 6 missions ago. And every walkthrough, I say, your tasks will not be the same as mine. Yet there's like 10 comments maybe. Oh, mine's different. It's not fair. So, you know, and I'm used to that. But this one, it seemed like so many people complained. Like, oh my God, they're different. Like, they acted like it was a new revelation and they may not have known. And that's okay. Nothing wrong with that. So I just thought it was odd that so many people were asking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to the old FAQ that explained how they do it, and it was gone. It was a 404 page not found error.
Mm-hmm.
So I mentioned to them, I said, you know, a lot of people are asking about why X account is different than Y account, and that FAQ is no longer there. So they wrote a new one, which was cool, but they made it sound like it was something new.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we had spent, like, how much time trying to explain to people, oh, no, it's always been this way. It's always, ever since October. And then, so then they made us look like we were, didn't know what we were talking about.
Yeah, can't have any of that.
I know, you can't be wrong on the internet.
It's not possible.
But then they added a line that said, on occasion, we offer missions. But I don't know why all of a sudden it's like a big to-do.
Hmm.
And the differences aren't really that much to get excited about.
Right.
At least in my opinion, to some it might be. Like if you have to do a lot more jobs and you don't have a lot of energy, then it could be a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But some of these loot items that are dropping in this mission, they're old stranger swag items. And some of them are helpful to people. So if they help you, you would want more. So, you know, because once you get the required number, they cut you off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
So I don't know what the answer is. We get 14 days to do these things. Or 16, I think.
Yeah. If it's enough time for me, it's enough time.
Yeah, there's no big like roadblocks as far as waiting things out.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the energy and stamina is going to be a bit for some people. But in theory, they shouldn't have as many tasks. And I guess a lot of people that are a lower level than me or whatever have more. And they, you know, and we've never been able to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Curious minds.
Do what they give you.
Yep. All right. Well,
Anything else anybody needs to share? It's going to be St. Patrick's Day before our next show.
I know.
Yeah.
So happy St. Patrick's Day.
We're getting crates.
Figures.
Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me anymore. Nothing does.
No, it seems all these holidays now, they only do the marketplace stuff.
Yeah, see what they can sell.
Do a collection again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
We haven't had a collection in a while.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I missed those. Those were fun too.
And good news for people that can't wait for the next Secret District. It should be out soon.
Cool.
The barber.
Yeah, aside from me trying to get money in New York, I got nothing to do. So I could use
fat boss Keto.
I know.
Fat boss Keto.
It's what I do in between.
I like it when there's nothing to do, because then you can just level and
do other stuff. And
yeah.
Well, does anybody have a shout out?
Yeah, I gotta find a name. Someone else go first.
If you steal mine, I'm gonna go first so you can't steal it.
Go.
Okay, my shout out is to Joel Willoughby. He was the winner of the Home Away From Home charity contest.
Oh, cool.
And we talked about that. And remember, I was afraid to contact Amit.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
He was number one because he's like the strongest player in the game. And I was afraid he would, I didn't know how he would react. And I got a lot of messages after that show saying, oh, I know him. I can try to ask him if he'll contact you. And then at that point, I'm like, I'm just going to send him an email because I would rather that than him get like a whole bunch of messages saying, oh, this girl wants to talk to you. And he was very nice. And, you know, we mentioned he had stopped playing. His name was Bored, but he came back for the event. And then he told me that he didn't really want all the attention of having a loot item named after himself. And so he like stopped buying them. And then Joel was the winner.
Oh.
And Joel said he would share everything with us.
Cool. Oh, nice. Well, yeah, congratulations. So,
cool. That's and really- then there, I met some other people along the way that were at the top. I always try to ask. So, you know, when it ends, I at least know who the person is. So I met some nice people, a guy named Moff.
Cool. Moff Boost?
Yeah. And he was nice.
Yeah.
So everyone's been really nice. And Joel is from the Riot family.
Awesome.
So shout out to all of them and all who contributed.
Hey.
And SU to Facebook, who would not give their 30% to the charity.
Okay.
And I'm done.
Cool. Hey, Jenna, what is the name of Bill Sweeney's Sweeney's family?
KOS?
KOS, that's what it is. So my shout out goes to Mr. Bill of KOS. He came on Skype the other night and asked me, he was asking some questions about different things and stuff going on with like family property manager and things like that. And
well, hopefully so I'm right.
I think that's right. I can't read the symbol in the Skype, but I know he was with, he or has been in.
Mike would correct me.
Yeah, John,
by now,
John
right?
Sweeney's family, awesome. KOS. So, but yeah, he. So that's to Mr. Bill. So, shout out to you, man. Thanks for listening to the show and stuff, and the good chat the other night. That was good information.
Very nice.
Yes.
Well, I do not have a shout out, so I'm gonna.
That's odd.
I know.
I got an announcement.
What?
No, just Chester said to say hi to all everybody.
I was going to say that for him, but I blew him off.
Kept
he
text messaging everybody.
Yeah, was he texting text. All of you during the show just now?
Yes.
What a pain.
Oh, was that him?
Yeah.
Yes,
my phone went off
I
like
hung up on
three
him.
Times.
I said, recording alone.
Let me check.
Y'all too.
Chester. Yeah.
Oh, no, he didn't text me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, shout out to Chester. I'll break down.
There you go.
He obviously misses us.
He may not have your phone number.
He probably doesn't. I don't think Jen would let him have it.
No, he has because he's texted me before.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm sure he would want to wish everyone a happy St. Patrick's Day. So
yes, he would. And he would say,
thank
drink
you, Mike.
Much beer.
Yes, what would he say? What's that? What
Guinness.
Did he say? Guinness.
Drink Guinness.
Sunday. No, what is the...
Oh, the... the
yeah, that.
The Gaelic? Gaelic?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know it.
Yeah, we need his leprechaun voice to do that one.
Oh, hello there. I'm Christopher Chester.
I have a different word for what that sounds like.
All right, then. On that note, okay, we probably ought to get out of here.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I wanna cross, get them crashing to the brave new world. I wanna run.